This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I guess it's happy Friday. It depends on your perspective, I guess, too. So what you got to do, maybe today, some of you say it's your first day of work or something like that. So, yeah, you got a lot going on. Hey, as I say every night, we got a lot going on in the news. Not that anybody cares. I mean, there's still people I talk to and that we know that even with everything going down with Hillary, she's still a better choice than Trump, although they can't tell you why. They don't like the way he talks. Okay? He's a mean man. Let me tell you what. You know, when they're bearing down on you, when ISIS is bearing down on you, do you want the soldier that's going to go, pardon me, excuse me, you know what you're doing is wrong, right? Is that the guy you want? Or do you want the one that goes, hey, yo, gun, that's it. Over. That's what it. I have a who? Me? Who? What are you talking about? Take them out. Get them gone. Really simple. It's like taking out the trash, right? You don't think about it. You just do it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, text you. Hey, let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. You know, I mean, with me, they don't even have to do exercise. I'll get their heart pumping. And, all right, so, you know, first story of the evening. I love these. Somebody sent me this. I thought it was great. Apparently, Mr. Kane, let me see if I can find it. I just had it up on the screen. They're telling you, there's something wrong with me. We'll get to the FBI. Well, you already know that, right? Okay, there we go. Tim Kaine says that Hillary will modify Obamacare to include gun addiction therapy. Come on, let that sink in for a minute, right? So he's going to come after you Catholics. You're either going to get with the Hillary program, or they're going to pass a law. That's right. That's how they do it. Right? Isn't that how you want it done? You want to be told what and how to believe? God bless you guys. Now, they want to add gun addiction. So what does that mean? One gun? Two guns? Three guns? Five guns? You know, in California, I heard Gavin Newsom, who's the lieutenant governor, going to be running for governor of the state. I heard him talking about how, yeah, sure, you could have a gun. I mean, he was being a jackwagon about it, the way he was doing it. You know, yeah, sure, no gun has ever killed anybody unless it's in the hand of somebody else, but they got to have ammunition to make it happen, and we're going to make it next to impossible for you to get ammunition. He said that. So, yeah, he's a supporter of the Second Amendment, but just a part of it. The part that lets you have a gun, not the part that lets you have ammunition. Because the jackwagon says, you know, the Second Amendment doesn't say that you get to have ammunition, it only says you get to have a gun. You see what jerks they are? Sure, we're for your freedom of religion as long as it lines up with the government. You guys that are still voting, you Christians that are still voting for Kane, shame on you. Show me a scripture that says that's okay. Shame on you. Vice President nominee Tim Kaine is taking aim at the NRA, saying he's done what he can about common sense gun laws in his home state of Virginia, but has watched Congress falter in the face of the gun lobby. Yeah, because it's all the gun lobby's fault. We have to make a decision about what matters to it. Look, there are 200 million registered guns in this country. I'm sorry. It's not just the gun lobby who wants them. And most people in most states, they want guns. We have to make a decision about what matters to us, said Kane in an opinion piece published by Time magazine. We have to treat this like the public health crisis it is. So now, you guys see what's going on here? Come on, think about it. Now, if you own a gun, or too many guns, as far as the state's concerned, you've got a mental issue. You need serious psychological help. Isn't that great? I mean, what's the number, though? Is it two? Is it three? Is it a rifle? A pistol? 51 rounds of ammunition? He says, it needs to be said that sugarcoating this sort of thing isn't going to make it better, Kane also argued. Yeah, he needs help. During his subsequent interview, neither Hillary Clinton nor I can stand Donald Trump. That's a common knowledge. But there's one thing about his ridiculous rhetoric I have to agree with, and that's the political correctness in this country has long ceased to be useful. Today's approach revolves around directness and no beating around the bush, that kind of mentality when it comes to communication. Yeah, the problem is he's not talking about the same kind of political correctness you are. You think political correctness is something that the other side says to embarrass you, to make you feel bad. You guys have got that market cornered. Yeah, you left progressives, you've got that market cornered big time. He continued that precisely the reason why we need to tackle the gun safety issue head on. And without pardon, it's a burning problem that's affecting millions of Americans every single day, and as such, it represents an emergency. Wow, really? This is a burning problem, we think, of 24-7? How many of you out there, by a raise of hands, how many of you guys think about this 24-7? Yeah. None. Really, none. This is not something that's first on my mind. How about getting the 95? Hey, Tim, how about getting those 95 million Americans back to work? What do you think? Does that work for you? Seriously. How about that? How about we get, we talk about fixing our relationship with the people in the Middle East? How about that? How about we do that one, too? Huh? Yeah, you know, this gun thing is like, you want to talk about an addiction? This kind of thing is an obsession for them. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Xander Gibb joins me after the break. Don't go far. He and I will have a lot of fun, I guarantee it. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Happy Friday music. That is happy music, right? I have this vision of, I better not say it. I'm thinking of those rollerblades. Remember the four-wheel rollerblades? Roller skates, I guess they're not called rollerblades. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Let me bring him in. I always have a good time when Xander joins the show with me, because we can be lighthearted about the most saddest, stupidest things that are going on in society. Xander, thanks for being with me today.
It is a pleasure, Mr. Messina.
So, it's been a week since we last got together, and there's been a lot happening in the news, a lot coming. Donald's been able to keep his mouth shut most of the week. He hasn't stuck his foot in his mouth too deeply, anyway, at this point in time. You've seen her numbers drop. They're spending all kinds of money against him, and she can still only get a couple of points spread. Does he take it on Tuesday or what?
Well, I really don't want to be so presumptuous. Of course, I really hope in my heart of hearts that he does. But I think that we have to consider one big problem, and that's that there is so much corruption in Washington that anything is possible. And if she can buy the nomination, she can buy the election, but I don't think she's ready for the outcome. I mean, if she won out now and won fair and square, that would be a totally different matter. But, you know, if she wins by a landslide, there's clearly an evidentiary issue here. You know, certainly for me, just from the perspective that nobody likes her. Nobody wants her. And the few million lobotomized people in the United States that will vote for her. Because let's face it, you know, I'm pulling no punches now. You know, if you're a Democrat, you must have been lobotomized clearly at an early age.
And you were a Democrat. I mean, people don't realize, sometimes I bring people to the show, they think they're all lifelong Republicans, but most of the people... Well, majority of the people I've actually had on the show have been people who have changed, switched parties, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it was a process of evolution for me. But I don't think I ever was truly, you know, a Democrat in a sense of the word. I was never really a liberal, because the Democrats teach you not to question anything. But whereas my own kind of mentality has taught me to question everything, even with Republicans, you know, it's imperative to check sources. You know, just because it says it on a meme, it doesn't mean that it's true.
Oh, really? I was unaware. I didn't know.
Yeah, I have a meme that says I weigh 130 pounds, but it doesn't make it true.
I'm not going there. Rhonda from Texas, thanks for joining us. Always appreciate it when you let me know where you're from. Hey, I mean, you look at what's going on out there, and again, she has got her surrogates. Here, I want you to put this equation together. So she's got her surrogates out there. She's got both Obamas out there screaming for her. She's got Biden out there screaming for her. She's out on the stump. Billy Bob's out on the stump. They're all out there trying to make things better for her. She's spending hundreds of millions of dollars in advertising. She's got, what, over 6,000 paid people on the ground plus volunteers. He has not spent $100 million in advertising. He's got about 2,000 paid staff across the country. She could only get a 2-point spread. I mean, think about it.
I think the American people are totally aware of her record in the past 30 years. And when you actually stack it up, it's actually not that good. I mean, let's face it, she started with her first job being fired from for lying and unethical behavior. And it's just been really downhill from there. And, you know, I take it on board. You know, Donald Trump is not a politician, but I think that's why most people like him. And Donald Trump has, you know, never kind of really, you know, been in public office. But I think running a business gives you an idea. I mean, let's face it, Barack Obama was a community organizer, and then they still gave him the opportunity to mess it up for 8 years. Because
right.
I still keep seeing these things about him. He's cut the deficit by a third. You know, there were all these millions of new jobs. And I'm yet to see this evidence. And clearly he's talking about his Farmville account or some you know, marijuana-related
dream
that he had.
Yeah. No, I mean, look at here's a blast from the past. You don't see this kind of movement today. Nobody's this excited, and I guess the Savior has not shown up. Take a listen.
I face this challenge with profound humility and knowledge of my own limitations. But I also face it with limitless faith in the capacity of the American people. Because if we are willing to work for it and fight for it and believe in it, then I am absolutely certain that generations from now, we will be able to look back and tell our children that this was the moment when we began to provide care.
Hallelujah.
And good jobs.
Glory. The Savior has come. Oh, God, shoot me.
Sorry, I got to go and bleach out my ears before we continue with the rest of the show. But isn't it interesting how, you know, both him and Hillary and Bill Clinton, you know, before they went into the White House, they were all heavily accented. And now they've got this, like, perfect plum. I mean, I saw footage of Hillary Clinton from years ago, and she had this, like, you know, y'all thing going on, and now she's got this like perfect American plum. I mean, do they get speech therapists in the White House or something? And you know, I mean,
well, it goes along with the financial game that they learn how to play, right? Because they all go in there paupers, they all come out millionaires. It's got to be the best Dave Ramsey class ever given on the planet, right? They must get it 24/7.
We were practically broke when we left the White House, if you don't call all the antiques and stuff that we stole.
Yeah, it's just amazing. I mean, look, we are worse off. Somebody even said it to me today. You know, how can you make America great again? We're already great. He said, how can you make America great? We're already great. It's the bullpuckies. You have to make us great again because he's wiped us out across the world. We don't have friends in the Middle East anymore. We got one, and that we kind of turn our back on only when we really, 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 really need them, right? We've got Europe just kind of laughs at us. They're doing better than we are, for God's sakes. The Russian reset, I don't know what that was all about. I guess the reset was actually a swap. They swapped places with us. I don't know how, you know, you've got friends, fairly liberal friends. I mean, do they see any of this? Do they fess up to any of this kind of stuff? Or
no. No, sadly not. Even the very educated friends of mine are prepared to turn a blind eye to all of these things, and that to me is a concern. Even when I was a Democrat, I was just as willing to be critical of both sides. I mean, it is hard when you're a Democrat because when you do cross the party line, when you do kind of disagree with anything that anybody in power says, you are kind of, you know, you're very outcast for a period of time, and you know your privileges are blocked, and you know you can't drill on a Saturday for a month.
Well, like hold on. When we come back, I really want to talk about the direction we're heading in when people saying they're voting for a president, first because it was black, now because it's a woman, and I want to take that a little further. I'm Joe Messina, your host for Sit on the Real Side. Xander Gibb joins me. He'll be back with me after the break. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, just get involved in the conversation, whether it's mine or another radio show. I mean, I'd like to believe that the fact that you're listening to this show shows how high your IQ is, you know what I'm saying? Anyhow, I want to, first of all, Dave from North Oregon, thanks for joining us tonight. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week, kind of end the week up here, and Xander comes at stuff maybe from a different angle than I do. I don't want to give away your location. We'll just say he's on the East Coast. So he's got to deal with those whack toys. I'm dealing with the whack toys on the West Coast. And we're just screwed. I don't know what to say. Anyhow, Xander, thanks for being with me.
It is a pleasure, sir.
So, we've got a society now that's, we have the first, black president. You got to vote for him. He's black, right? Now we have people that actually say, yeah, he says he's black. I'm not so sure. We have people that now say, think about it. We're history making. We're going to have the first woman president. Okay. So then if we go down this road, what do we got? We got another 80 years of this stuff because we'll have the next gay president. Then we'll have the next lesbian president. Then we have a transgender president. Oh, and let's not forget the 57-year-old male that actually identifies as a 12-year-old black female president. Yeah, I mean, we could have a field, right? We have the XO, what was that? What was the one that we did that I sent you and I think you threw up over? We gave the exosexual, ecosexual.
Yeah.
Right? Let's not forget that one.
I could be the first unicorn president. You never know.
I know. This is nuts. This is just nuts to me. It's there's nobody sitting there saying, I shouldn't say there's nobody. But there is a large population that simply is voting for her because she's a woman. Right?
There are. You can't vote based upon genitalia. I'm sorry. Is that an acceptable word to use on this show?
No. She actually came out and, she came out and said that at one point in time, that her biggest accomplishment is being a woman. I didn't know this.
Oh,
apparently, you put your order in before you're born, and she accomplished it by becoming a woman. I don't get this. You're born that way.
Not what Bill says.
Well,
there
you go.
I would actually settle now, Joe, for a president that actually cares about the American people and shows that in his actions and his commentary. Because let's face it, for the past 8 years, we've had a president that's more interested in what people think of us than how we survive and how we fare as a country. When he first became president, know, people called him a Muslim and said that his actions were because he was a Muslim. And because I was a Democrat, I defended that, but I can't defend that anymore. If you can't say the words radical Islamic terrorism because you don't want to offend somebody, there's something wrong. Now, you know, if there was a class of people that were Christian terrorists, and you and I, you know, classify ourselves as Christians, if they refer to them as radical Christian terrorists, I wouldn't associate with that, because just because they happen to be Christians, I'm not radical or a terrorist. Okay. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and we call it out.
Yeah, of course. It's logic.
Yeah, it's getting out of control, and that's why I tell some of the Muslim friends, or I won't call them friends, and not because I don't want to be their friend, but we haven't got to that level. But there's some, you know, Muslim people that I know and are people who practice Islam, and I say to them all the time, the way you build credibility is when these yohos do what they're doing, you come out and speak against it. Every time you speak against it, you start to earn credibility. But when you shut up and you hide in the corner, look, we're not supposed to speak ill of fellow Christians, but we are supposed to call out evil. So if you're a Christian and you're doing evil, I'm going to call you out. Don't let me know about it.
Exactly. Yeah. And really, you know, it's, you know, the suggestion that all Muslims are terrorists is like saying that all Christians are like the Westboro Baptist Church. I mean, it just doesn't equate, does it? Let's face it.
I don't know what's happened to them. We haven't seen much of them or much of them around. I used to love poking them because, you know, all you have to do is poke them once and they come at you, you know, from all sides. And I love it. I think it's wonderful.
They were following me for a while, which I thought was kind of eerie, you know, just from the perspective of, you know, why do I want them knowing what I'm doing, let alone, you know, anything. I don't want them near me, basically.
So let me ask you, I'm sure you've been following some of this all week long. You've got the FBI director now, Comey, is digging a little deeper into what he's found in some of the New York offices of the Clintons. You had three New York precincts or three different New York police investigations going on, and there's rumors swirling. And I don't know how true this is. I'm not saying it's truth, but there's rumors swirling that there's some kind of whether it's child pornography, child sex. There's something going on that they found on not only on some of the Clinton equipment, but also on the Wiener guy? Yeah, right.
An unfortunate name.
Yeah, well, no, it's perfect for him. His laptop, you know, that had confidential data, you know, classified data, confidential data on there. This is just a nightmare. But would you be surprised if you found out that there was some kind of sex slave ring or child exploitation thing going on in that group?
No, I definitely wouldn't, because, you know, people are speculating today about the fact that the Clintons were involved in this Haitian sex ring with the guy who's got the private island. And to be honest, I'm nothing. The only thing that would surprise me, you could tell me about Hillary now, is that she's a good cook. Really, that would only thing that might surprise me about these people.
How do we get here, Xander? How did we get to the point where people just, they don't care about someone's character? They don't care about somebody being put into a position like this. That everything points to them just being mean and nasty and cruel and just not caring, self-centered.
Well, I will tell you, and it's funny, Tony, who's my co-host on a Friday, who's been on your show too, came up with a very interesting analogy tonight, and his answer was dynasty. And you know, as I started humming the theme tune, I realized that what he was actually talking about was that in the past 20 years, we've had this legacy. You know, we've had 16 years of the Bushes. We had the what seems like an eternity with Bill Clinton, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And all of these people are part of that dynasty, where it's not about fulfilling America. It's about, you know, making money, and it's about you know, doing what is best for them. And interestingly, you know, we talked about the fact that it ties into this prison industrial military complex stuff, because all of those people are part of that elite dynasty. This is why they really don't like Donald Trump. It's not because he's crass and he, you know, stumbles on ridiculous things, and that he says things he really shouldn't say. It's that they will not be able to manipulate this man the way they have every other American leader for the past 20 plus years. And I think that that's the crux of the matter, because for 20 years we've been sedated. I don't know, maybe it's something they're putting in the water, but we haven't had a revolution in this country for, you know, 40, 50 years. And I think that that's what it's going to take. And I have to clarify that by saying I'm not talking about getting out there and killing people. I'm talking about, you know, really kind of using what's at our disposal to make a difference, because I think as Americans we've forgotten that.
Yeah, I think we need to go back to the 60s, the protests of the 60s and early 70s, when, you know, they were real protests. They were really getting in the way of government getting anything done. But you know, I checked this with several different news sources, and, you know, Comey has reached out to the FBI agents and whoever is available. He's called them into the D.C. offices. Now, he's briefing them for something. There's a lot of speculation going on, but when you think about what he's going on, what he's looking at, what he's doing, it has to be around this Clinton investigation. There's no other explanation for it. He's not like he's not going to go raid a group, hold up on a Texas ranch somewhere. He's calling them all into the D.C. office to get ready to go out, and the rumors are that they're going to raid some of the Clinton establishments and a few others. And I can't believe that's going to happen without some, I don't know, without some information going out ahead of time. You think this is just all, I mean, and these aren't freaktoid websites that have put this out there. This is out all over the place, even on some mainstream websites.
I think there's a lot of speculation out there right now, and I think that there's a lot of scaremongering too. But I do wonder about the scenario of the fact if we get to the 8th. Of course, if there are any Democrats listening, and I doubt that, they're supposed to vote on the 9th by text for Hillary.
I got a call tonight from somebody who said out of Utah that they got a phone call from the Republican headquarters out there making sure that they were going to go out and vote and what have you and all this other stuff, and wanted to make sure that they were going to get their vote, that they were going to go out there and vote for Trump. And when the fellow said, yeah, I'm going to vote for Trump, they said, now just remember, mainstream media would like you to believe that voting is on Tuesday, but it's actually Wednesday. A real phone call. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
To the real side, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, you got a billion ways to watch the show. You can hop up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the live chat room. You can head over to Facebook where there's a live feed going on there as well. Okay, there's just a million ways you can get the show, and I don't know why you're not. If you don't like it, just go somewhere else. Enjoy somebody else. I can't imagine. We have a good time on the show. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me pull Xander Gibb in with me, who joins me every week to talk about issues that are going on during the day. Xander, first of all, tell people where they can find your show, where they can find any writings or anything else that you got going on.
The show is weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. And you can simply follow me on Facebook, and you can see me on Facebook Live every single night of the week.
So what was the biggest topic this week on your show? What did you keep coming back to, if anything?
Voter fraud, basically, and how Democrats were kind of
There's no voter fraud. Who sold you that? Don't you know that's no real voter fraud? What are you talking about?
I'm a scaremonger, really. There is no voter fraud. And just because your dead uncle has voted three times in four different states, that doesn't mean that it's fraud.
I love, you know, somebody said, well, you know, don't think it's always the Democrats. You know what? I'll give you the fact that maybe it's not always the Democrats, but it's the Democrats most of the time, especially when dead people. Now, either there's some kind of divine revelation here. Maybe you can help me. Maybe I'm missing this. But it seems that everybody who dies and then somehow returns to vote, they almost always vote Democrat. So is that God trying to send us a message from beyond? Is that just, you know, maybe God is a socialist, we just don't know it?
No, I think my message is you don't have to be a stinking, rotting corpse to vote Democrat, but it does help.
I just find it amazing. Here in Los Angeles, we've got people that are registered to vote, you know, three different ways. You know, I shouldn't do this, but I'll do it anyway. So my name, you know, my voting registered name is Joseph V. Messina. They, you know, somebody could vote five different ways with my name at the same address and steal the ballots. It could be Joe Messina, Joe V. Messina. It could be J.V. Messina. Yeah, they're finding these ballots that have like five different variations, eight different variations of the same name. And people are voting with them, and it's happening. And then dead people, I mean, I just, again, like I said, God must be trying to send us a message from beyond the grave because they only come back as Democrats in most cases. So I don't know. You ever talk to your Dem friends? See, they run from me now. Do you ever talk to your Dem friends about this kind of stuff? Do they believe it actually goes on? Is it not a big deal? Not enough numbers? I mean, enlighten me.
2 weeks ago, I'm on a Tuesday. My co-host is a Democrat, and she will not have it. The voter fraud exists, and she also says that you know, voter ID is not fair because it's not fair to the Latino community, whatever they are. And I don't know the difference between Hispanic and Latino because I just see American. And so she says that, you know, it would be unfair to have everybody do this. But, you know, I said this on probably on the show before, but, you know, when I go get a prescription, they want to make sure that it's Mr. X Gibb that's actually getting, or Mr. A Gibb, because Alexander is a vernacular of Alexander. They want to make sure that they're giving the prescription to Mr. Alexander, sure. And I'm my middle initial Gibb, because if not, you know, I could be selling someone's medication. And so if you have to do it for something as basic as that, I'm told that you have to do it for a driving test. So why should you not have to do it for accessing what is one of the biggest rights in these United States, and that's to vote, you know?
Yeah, but I guess, you know, my wife was telling me this week that she checked and found out that the absentee voters, when they sign their form and it goes in, it's matched up via computer. And I was thinking to myself, you know, nowadays with everything that's going on, it would be simple to, you know, to digitize a signature and get it on these envelopes if you do it right. And so there's no safeguard. See, I'm an old fart in this regard. There's no safeguard except to walk in, and even this is not 100% safe, but to walk into the county recorder's office and actually do it there, do your ballot there, hand it to them there. Otherwise, there's too many places you can go in transit and get changed, right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, you know, if they're saying that this doesn't happen or it's not possible, let's put these safeguards into practice anyway, because if it's not happening, then it doesn't make a difference, does it? You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. I understand what you're saying. I don't. And, you know, when I start talking with these people, I don't even know. I don't even know how to go with this. I don't even know how to talk with them when they go down this road that voter registration or voter fraud, fraudulent voting, it really doesn't happen. It's so small, it doesn't mean anything. And I keep bringing up the fact that, look, ultimately George Bush won by 500 votes, right? Give or take one or two. So when you talk about millions and millions and millions of votes cast, and you're talking about 500 votes one way or the other, how many other votes were stolen? How many other votes were quite right? They don't realize, they can't put the percentages together. I don't even know what to say. I get frustrated. I don't even know what to say to them anymore.
I remember being on Dr. Gina's show about 4 years ago, and there was this guy, his name will come to me, he's got a show as well, And I remember him saying, he'd been on the segment before me, I was listening, he said, don't try with Democrats, it's just not worth it. And, you know, you try and educate them and all they do is kind of insult you or whatever. And I remember thinking, no, that's not fair because, you know we've got to kind of reach across the aisle. But now, 4 years on, I'm a little bit more cynical and I kind of agree because they rely on the fact that they don't have to provide you with facts. They just tell you what their opinion is and somehow miraculously turn that into fact. And, you know, looking back, it's very clear.
Well, Xander, now people don't know your whole story, but you came to the Republican Party late in life, if you would, or came to the conservative side of the aisle.
And I was 35.
Okay, so you had all those years. You know, you hear people telling stories. Yeah, when you're 35. Well, you hear all those people telling stories today. You know that Democrats. You know, they got a DNA problem. They got a mental problem. They're this, that, and the other thing. I'm not there. I am of the mindset that it's brainwashing early on. I mean, what did you feel? Why were you a Democrat? What did you believe so strongly that made you vote or think Democrat?
In the UK for a lot of my adult life, and over there the choices are kind of like Labour and conservative. But funnily enough,
yeah. But let me interrupt you. I love those guys. I turn on the British Parliament and I watch those guys fight, and I swear to God, I'd love to see ours do the same thing. The way they spar, you know, verbally spar with each other is great. Go ahead.
When it starts throwing fists, that's what I love. I think it's hilarious. Those wonderful British accents, they're saying that's not acceptable and I will pop you on the nose for saying that kind of thing about my party. But yeah, I was kind of, you know, raised, my father, interestingly enough, was supported the Labour Party, which is kind of like the Democrat. So I think you get a lot of your political leanings from your parents, or you kind of go like totally the other way. But I think as you go into adulthood, you do want to question everything, and when you do, you either start to question things or you don't. And I don't think Dems really do question everything as much as they possibly should, because it's actually easier to draw the party line and just to accept what's being told to you. Because let's face it, when you actually, you know, become a card-carrying Democrat, that's when the lobotomy occurs, clearly.
Well, okay, so what hit you? I know it was an evolution, if you would, you know, but what hit you finally when you went, wow, I can't be part of this party? We only got a couple of minutes, so.
I blame Obama, and frankly, his lack of transparency while he was saying how bad George Bush was, and, you know, I wasn't really a fan of Bush, and still I'm not really, but when it was a case of do as I say, not as I do, when that level of hypocrisy came to the fore, it really just infuriated me so much, and I couldn't be a part of it anymore. I mean, I couldn't be a Republican at that point, but I couldn't be a Democrat either, and that's why I became a Libertarian. Kind of, which is a little bit in between, but ultimately, you know, because of that lack of transparency and the fact that it was do as I say, not as I do, and all of these promises that he made that he couldn't keep, and just towards the end of his first term of office, I was like, I'm so turned off by this. I'm so, you know, this is so barren. And really, I just had to make a stand just for me. I couldn't support the man anymore, and if you can't support the leader of the party, it's kind of hard to kind of not shift allegiance, as it were.
Yeah, I look at that stuff, and I look at some of my good friends that are still in the party, and they can't give me a good reason to stay. Listen, we're up against the time again. Tell people where they can find your show.
ZanderGibbs.com and Facebook Live weeknights 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Come join us. You might learn something.
Yeah, always a pleasure. In the next hour, we're going to have Kevin Jackson join us. He wants to get back to a non-hyphenated American. If you guys know Kevin Jackson, there's no filter there either. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up tonight. We're going to get a live report from Israel, and I'm not telling you who yet, as to what's going on in Israel and how they see these elections. We'll be back in a minute.